Hallelujah. 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 Let's give him some praise like communion. Come on, give him some praise. Hallelujah, Lord God. We surrender all. We surrender all to you this morning. We surrender all to you this morning. We surrender all to you this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord God. Hallelujah. I pray that you have surrendered all to our Lord and Savior this morning. Nothing happens until you surrender all. Amen. Nothing happens. I don't care how often you go to church. Nothing happens until you surrender all. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we stand together this morning, surrendering it all. We come into this house of worship, Lord God, to worship you. And in such, Lord God, we surrender all to you this morning. We surrender all our problems, all our cares, all our inhibitions, Lord God, all our concerns right now, all of our way of doing things. We surrender it to you, Lord God, knowing that whatever you do today, Lord God, is going to be in our best interest. Now, Father God, as we go forward with your word, hallelujah, bring clarity to our minds, Lord God. Bring peace to our hearts, Lord. Bring understanding to our soul, Lord. Father, let your voice be heard in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. God bless you. Thank you, music team. Hallelujah. God is good all the time. Have you surrendered all? There was a time when I thought I did. But then when I realized that I hadn't, then I did what I needed to do. Nothing happens until you surrender all to God. This morning, I've got a short message for us this morning. And we're going to be talking about understanding the authority, our authority to heal. Hallelujah. I just got started. They're leaving. Hallelujah. God's good all the time. Hallelujah. God is a good God all the time. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Look at these dresses. Hallelujah. God is good all the time. Hallelujah. I want to encourage you to reach out to some young folks that'll let you talk into their lives. You may have a next door neighbor. You may have a child in your home, maybe a grandchild, great grandchild, niece, nephew, cousin, whatever. But reach out to them and early impart the principles of God into their lives. Just take that as a personal mission. I know you don't want to go to Africa. Hallelujah. So maybe just in your neighborhood, maybe just in your family, reach out and touch, especially the young ones. With the older ones, let me tell you something. They probably won't really surrender to God until they hit rock bottom. But even then, it's not too late. So put yourself on a personal mission of touching those folks in your family, in your sphere of influence, and bringing them into the Lord, leading them into the Lord. God is a good God all the time. Does anybody have anybody in their circle of influence that's not saved? Amen. Does anybody?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Well, just don't rest until they get saved. Amen. That's your assignment. That's your assignment. Not necessarily to preach at them, but just to be a godly example to them. Just to be there when they need a listening ear. Hallelujah. Just to be there. Just to be there to intercede and pray for them on a daily basis. That's your assignment. Apostle said, each one, win one, right? Amen. Each one, win one. Now, that has nothing to do with the message today, but that just came out of my heart and my spirit when I saw these young people. I'm saying hallelujah. God is good all the time. Understanding the authority to heal. I want you to know that as a saved person, now I'm assuming here, as I look around this room, that most of the folks in this room, if not all the people, are saved people. As a saved person, you have authority. You have authority. Look at somebody and remind them that they have authority. But what good is authority if you never use it? What good is authority if you never use it?
You know, being an ex-military person, I think everybody ought to go to the military at least a couple years so that we can really understand authority. That military got it down pat. They've been doing this thing for a while, and it don't take you long. You know, if you're going in as an enlisted person, you go through about 3 months of boot camp and training. When you show up day one, let me tell you something, you may not respect anybody. But at the end of that 3 months, you're respecting everybody. They teach you about authority, and they teach you about submitting to authority. And those that have authority, they teach you about exercising your authority. We need to know, as children of God, the will of God, and break what I call a spiritual connection with sickness. This whole series that we're talking about is about healing and a pathway to healing and how to get that. But we need to understand our connection with God, hallelujah, and our connection that he's given us with sickness and how we can get rid of that sickness. God don't want you sick. He don't want you sick. You don't want your children sick. You don't want anybody in your household sick. So why would God want any of us sick? He doesn't want that. We also need to understand and apply the authority that has been given to us. You don't need a title to exercise your authority. We've grown up in a society where within our local church, different people have different titles, and we associate those titles with certain type of authority. But you listen, when it comes to sickness, if you're a child of God, if you say you don't need a title, your title is saved. Hallelujah. Your title is saint. Your title is child of God. Your title is citizen of the kingdom. That's your title. You want a title, use that title. But understand that it comes with some authority. Man's authority over all the earth is a natural thing. Now, I'm just talking about just human beings, men. That's a natural thing. That's the way God designed this way back in Genesis 1. He did that. He gave you authority over everything. Let's go back and revisit that just for a moment, because a lot of folks don't understand that principle. In Genesis chapter 1, verse 26, the scripture reads this way. And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness. That's a powerful statement right there, that God has made us after his image. Whoever he is, that's who we are. And let them have, what's that word? What's that word? Dominion. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowls of the air and over the cattle and over all the earth and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. What is God saying here? God said, I designed you as human beings to be in charge. Amen. I designed you to be in charge over this earth. Mm-hmm. I designed that. See, God intended for man to exercise authority over everything on planet earth. Mm-hmm. That's how we were created. That's how we were designed to do. But through sin, and you know the story of Adam and Eve's sin, through sin, man's authority over all the earth was lost. It was lost. It was lost. I saw a show on TV, one of these teaching shows or whatever, the show whereby a person's household had became wild. The children had become wild. They couldn't do anything with them. So they send in a so-called expert. Anybody seen that show? They send in that so-called expert, and that expert walk them through different procedures and train them how to take authority back in their house. That's crazy. That is crazy. Totally crazy. But through sin, once again, man's authority over the earth was lost. And Jesus came not only to serve as our Savior. Now, you need to understand this. But to demonstrate the authority on earth that man was supposed to have. Let that sink in for a minute. Yes, we understand that he had to die because a price had to be paid for our sins. We understand that. We understand that he had to be crucified. We understand that his blood had to be shed. We understand that. But one of the other reasons he came is to show us what we were supposed to be doing. To show us the authority, hallelujah, that we're supposed to have and to maintain. Now, in this day and time in our culture, we have seen a handful of men and women that have grasped, really, through faith, the idea of being in charge, of having that authority. And you've seen men and women in your lifetime, if not, you've seen it on YouTube, you've seen men and women go and lay hands on the blind and they could see, or on the deaf and they could hear. You've seen that on the lame and they can walk. You've seen that. You've seen certain people do it. Does that mean that they are stronger Christians than you and I? Not necessarily. It just simply may mean that their faith got to the level where they believed it and they walked in the authority in which God gave them. God said in Genesis 1, listen, I've designed human beings with this kind of authority. But we lost it. We lost it. We lost it. So Jesus came not only once again to be our Savior, but to show us, come on, what man was supposed to possess. We need to study those gospels. We need to get familiar with some of the things that Jesus did. Because later on in my sermon, I'm going to go back to that scripture where Jesus says, greater things than this shall you be able to do. Now, whether you do them or not will depend upon the faith that you have. But it starts with you understanding what you got. It starts with you understanding what you got or what you're supposed to have. If you know what you're supposed to have, then you could go looking for it. That makes sense? Amen. God is a good God all the time. Amen. One of the major areas of authority was man's authority over sickness and diseases. God gave us that. Oh, wouldn't it be nice that if sickness and diseases showed up, you can get it out there. You can get it out of your house. You can get it out of your body. You can get it out of your mind. Wouldn't it be nice if we moved that way? Let me tell you something. When we start moving like we're supposed to be moving, there's going to be a whole bunch of folks trying to get in somebody's church. I'm telling you what I know. But a lot of times they don't see any more than what they see outside. So they say, I got time. I ain't worried about that. God said it's time. Look at somebody, tell him it's time.
It's time.
Hallelujah. It's time.
It's time.
It is time for us to start moving in a different level, at a different level. God is a good God all the time. I'm going to take and show you some couple examples of Jesus' use of authority. Everybody say authority.
Authority.
For some reason, that never comes to our mind that we have authority. That we're in control. It just never dawns on us. I mean, we've been living this life so long, you know, and that sin that was committed long time ago has robbed us of our authority, and we've been living so long in that condition that we never think that we're in charge. I remember raising children in our household. Now, I don't know about in your household. But they get to a certain place, listen, they get to a certain place where they say, you know, you go to their room and say, you know, because at our house, we when the kids were growing up, we inspected the rooms every day. That's that military stuff. We inspected the rooms every day. They know what's going to happen. But the children get to the point where they say, do you really have to come in my room? You haven't experienced that yet, huh? They say, this is my room. I'll take care of it. And several times I had to remind my children, this is not your room. Are you with me? You are paying no rent for that room. I had to tell them, every room in the house is my room. Are you with me? And sometimes they do stuff and they hide stuff, and then you got to go in there and go in the drawer. Why are you going in my drawer? You don't have a drawer. Are you with me? That is my drawer. I'm letting you use it for a little while. Why? Because I had the authority in the house. And we have authority. But if you don't know it, let me tell you something. If you're raising children and you don't know that you've got the authority, they're going to run you out of there. You, your spouse, and anybody else that tries to take over, they're going to run you out of there. And that's what the devil's been doing to us. Amen? When things start going right, the devil said, no, I'm going to put some sickness on you. And we don't exercise our authority. See, he may come through a door that we left open, but we sure can get him out of there. If we're the authority. Let's look at a couple examples of Jesus' use of authority. Mark chapter 1, verse 23 through 27. It says, and there was in the synagogue, this is in the church. Why was he in the church sick and couldn't get delivered? And there was in their synagogue a man with an unclean spirit. And he cried out saying, the spirit did, let us alone. What have we do with thee, thou Jesus of Nazareth? I wonder why those spirits are not talking to you and me. Because they're probably saying, oh, they don't have no authority anyway. Just ignore them. He said, the spirit said, did you come to destroy us? He said, I know who you are, you holy one of God. Verse 25. And what did Jesus did? And Jesus rebuked the spirit, saying, hold your peace and come out of that man. 26. That's a lot of power. And when the unclean spirit had torn the man and cried with a loud spirit, what did he do? He came out of the man. He had to obey. What if you and I were walking around with that kind of authority over spiritual entities that were not lined up with the favor of God or with our favor? What if we start exercising that? The devil say, I'm going to give you a cold. What if we just take authority over that and say, no, 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 get out of here. Just get out of here. Just get out of here. See, once you believe that you're supposed to be sick, once you believe that you're supposed to have these diseases and crippling effects in your life, and you accept them, it's over. It's just over. Because the devil can come and tell you, listen, you'll never be the same again. You'll never walk, you'll never talk, you'll never whatever again. But if you believe that, hey, you're going to be messed up. Let me read 26 again. And when the unclean spirit had torn him and cried with a loud voice, he came out of him. He obeyed Jesus. And they were all amazed, insomuch that they questioned among themselves, saying, what'd they say? They said, what thing is this? How'd he do that? Well, he has the authority. You got the authority. You got the authority. Why don't we just rise up and use that authority? He says, the crowd said, what new doctrine is this? For with what? Authority. Everybody say authority. Authority. For with authority commanded he even the unclean spirits, and they do obey him. With authority. See, when you got authority, you know what you're going to do. Amen? You know who's in charge. I use children because we all have to deal with children. You know, as adults, most of us anyway, we deal with children. They always go through phases and stuff, you know. And sometimes even with children, you know, I remember in our house, we tell children do something, just tell them do something, and somebody raised up and said, oh, no, 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 you're going to do that. Amen? You're going to do that. And children, they try to threaten you. They say, well, I'll run away. And I tell him, it's okay, just run on away. In 4 days, I'll call the police. I won't give you plenty of time to go wherever you're going, amen, and to get there. The devil will try you. He tried you. When Jesus showed up in that synagogue and that man was in that condition, Jesus said, no. He's been in that situation too long. The Bible says we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against wickedness and spiritual things in high places, spiritual darkness in high places. Jesus recognized who his enemy was. He didn't ask the man what was wrong with you. He knew what was wrong with the man, that evil spirit that was inside of him. Sister, even now I had that conversation just this weekend. You know, listen to me. There's a lot of people going through a lot of the issues that's in bondage. And we think that they just haven't decided to do right. No, it's not that. It's really not that. This man with this unclean spirit, he didn't want this unclean spirit inside of him, probably didn't even know what the problem was. And we need to recognize, hallelujah, there's a lot of people all around us dealing with unclean spirits. And you've got the authority to call them out. Hallelujah. Sometimes people just hold on to them. Yeah, they just hold on to them. But when they're ready, you know, they'll come out. They'll recognize your authority. So the unclean spirit recognized Jesus' authority. The crowd around Jesus recognized his authority. Hallelujah. And they were amazed. Hallelujah. They were amazed. See, you and I, we're in school. And as we grow up and as we graduate, let me tell you something. You're going to start seeing some things happen. As our faith starts getting to the level where we internalize it, you're going to start walking on this word. I'm going to start walking on this word. We're going to start walking on this word because it's possible. We need to understand who's the ruler of the house. And it's not the enemy. It's us. It's us. It's us. It's us. You're not going to take any foolishness in your house, right? Amen. You're just not. You shouldn't. Amen. Unless you're just a visitor there. If you're in charge, be in charge. Just be in charge. That's a lesson all of us need to learn. When you're in charge, be in charge. Just be in charge. That's for somebody here today. If you're in charge, be in charge. Whether it's your house, whether it's your job, if you're supposed to be in charge, be in charge. Jesus knew that he was supposed to be in charge. He knew he wasn't going to let this spirit run wild in the synagogue, expressing himself. Because see, that's how the spirits express himself, by putting stuff on us. So they could say, hey, look at that. Look at this disease. Look at that sickness. Look at this. Look at this. God didn't give us any of those diseases. Amen. So we're going to have to rise up. Hallelujah. Once again, I'm not telling you you'll never get sick again. I'm telling you you can get to the point where you'll never get sick again. But if you get sick, listen, you need to take the authority that's in you. Take that authority. Take it. You got it. I shared with you a few weeks ago how at the beginning of COVID, when I got sick, I think I was sick about 3 weeks. I don't know. And the devil would come to my mind and say, it's over. He never told you that? It's over. It's over. It's over. It's over. You might as well pray and ask God who to turn your responsibilities over, because it's over. And once I recognized it was the devil's voice, I knew it wasn't God's voice. Because if it was God's voice and it was over, he just took me home. And that'd been a wrap. But once I came to my senses and recognized it was the devil, I said, no, devil. That won't work. That won't work. Devil said, you'll never get over this COVID-19. I say, you're the lying wonder. He ever come to you and tell you crazy stuff? Tell you going to be sick forever? Tell you that your situation's never going to get better? You just need to call him a lying wonder and take authority. Take authority. One of the things he'll come to you and say, you know how long you had this? He never said that to you? You had it forever, forever. You're never going to get rid of this. You need to say you're a lying wonder. Take your authority like Jesus did in this situation. Once again, in Matthew chapter 8, verse 5 through 13, hallelujah, about this servant that was sick of the palsy. Now, when we talk about palsy, now, this day, we normally talk about cerebral palsy. You know, when you got muscle problems, you know, things not working for you right in your body. And let's look at this. In verse 5, it says, and when Jesus was entered into Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion. This guy was a centurion. He wasn't even one of the followers, beseeching him and saying, Lord, my servant lie at home, sick of the palsy, grievously tormented. And Jesus said unto him, I'll come and I'll heal him. The centurion answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy that thou shouldest come under my roof. But this is what he said. He said, but just speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. For I am a man under authority. Now, let me just stop right here, right now. See, you got to understand authority. You got to understand authority. You know, coming from that military background, there was no such thing as somebody over you giving you an order and you say, I don't think I'm going to do that. Oh, yeah, you're going to do it. You either going to do it right here or you're going to do it in the jail, but you're going to do it. So everybody understood that. Everybody understood authority. Everybody did. Everybody understood where their authority stop and start. And everybody understand what they were supposed to do with those that they were under. We must understand authority. That is so, so, so important. Let me read on. He said, but speak the word only, and my servant will be healed. For I am a man under authority, having soldiers under me. And I say to this man, go, and he goeth, and to another, come, and he cometh, and to my servant, do this, and he do it. Verse 10. When Jesus heard it, he marveled. Why did he marvel? Because the folks around him just acted like they had no authority. Oh, Lord, I hope you don't show up today. Because he sees us moving, you know, like lost sheep with no authority. Come on, dying too early. Suffering too long. He said, what's wrong with you guys? So it says he would marvel. He said to them that followed him, very, verily I say to you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel, not in the whole country. And I say to you that many shall come from the east and the west and shall sit down with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob, where? In the kingdom of heaven, many of us. But the children of the kingdom shall be cast out into all darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. And Jesus, listen to what he said to the centurion. Jesus said unto the centurion, go your way. And as you have, what? Believe. Everybody say you must believe. As you have believed, so be it done unto you. And as you have believed, come on, what are you believing for today? If the devil came and told you you're dying, come on, what you going to do? Make sure your will is right? What you going to do? Pack up your clothes so that you can donate them to the right people? What are you going to do? Amen. You've got to believe, folks. God is trying to wake us up. God's not just trying to stir us up. He's trying to wake us up to the point where we can walk in this thing. Hallelujah. Wouldn't it be a great thing, listen, that you never got sick? Or if you got sick, you can get up, you can get over that quickly. You can take authority over that and walk in that. Wouldn't that be a good thing? Amen. Wouldn't it be a good thing? We're trying to struggle to live to 70 and 75 when maybe God intended for you to live 120, 135. Start taking authority. If you're saved, come on, you need to understand, hallelujah. Yeah. You need to understand who's the ruler of the house. You need to understand what you got. Hallelujah. God is a good God all the time. Hallelujah. God is good. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What verse I left off with? 13. And Jesus said unto the centurion, you are listening, aren't you? Go your way, and as you have believed, so be it done unto you. Now look at this last part. And his servant was healed the very self same hour. Jesus wasn't even there where the servant was, but he said the word with faith. Remember, he came not only to save you, but to demonstrate to you the power that you're supposed to be operating in. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How many of you may have children that's away, maybe in a distance, maybe they're 400 or 500 miles away, maybe they're further than that. But you've got the authority, come on now, to speak into their lives and call them safe. Call them well. Call them whole. Call them delivered. Hallelujah. You got that power. Hallelujah. And his servant was healed in the self same hour. Why? Why did this happen? It happened because the centurion understood Jesus' authority. He came out, he said, I'm a man under authority. I understand authority. I know that you got this special authority in the spirit world. I know you got it. So use it on my boy here. Use it. You got it. You got it. You got it. We all got it if we're saved. If we've been born again, we've got it. You don't have to beg God or anybody. You've got it. Use it. Look at somebody and say, please use it. Hallelujah. Please use it. God is a good God all the time. Let's talk just briefly about how to unleash God's authority. See, when we use the name of Jesus in faith, his authority is available to us. Faith come by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. When we use the name of Jesus, hallelujah, let me get that for you. When we use that name of Jesus in faith, something happens. Hallelujah. Let me tell you something. You don't want to just go to church to feel good. Come on. You want to become more and more like Jesus. You want to start operating more and more like Jesus. You want to demonstrate to the world who your God is and who you are in your God. You want to take advantage of every opportunity and every benefit that you have in Jesus Christ. And one of the things that we have when we get saved is authority. Authority over spiritual things. You and I have that. So we might as well use it. Hallelujah. When we use the name of Jesus in faith, his authority is available to us. Let's look at some example of that. I'm going to take you to the book of Acts. I like to give you scriptures now because it's all there. It's all there. For some people, they come to church, but they never open up the Bible again when they leave. So it never gets in them. It never gets in them. You'd be better off of just finding one book or one chapter in the Bible and just study that and memorize that and meditate on that until it becomes part of you than to just ignore the whole thing. Look at Acts chapter 3. You know this story of that lame man sitting at the temple. Now, this is not Jesus doing it. Jesus is gone. And now his disciple has to move like he moved. Let me say that again. Now his disciples have to move like he moved. Something has happened over a period of time that we've lost that. We've lost that identity with that authority. But God put these chapters in here, these chapters after the gospel, to let us know who we are and what we got. Whatever Peter and John had, you and I got. But we got to know that we have it, and we got to use it. Amen? Amen? Hallelujah. Listen to me now. It's a shame, listen to me. It's a shame to be in a big city and have a $100 bill in your pocket. Maybe somebody stuck it in there to bless you as you left your last city. But you got a $100 bill in your pocket and you're sitting on the sidewalk begging, trying to get a hot dog. Something wrong with that picture. Something wrong with that picture. Why is he sitting on the sidewalk look, trying to beg for a hot dog because he don't know what he got. He don't know what he got. Do you think that person would be sitting there and listen, that person have so many hot dogs? He don't know what he got. And you say, what a shame. Especially if he lay there on the sidewalk and he dies for lack of food when he got $100 in his pocket. You say, what a shame. Well, God will say, what a shame my people are demonstrating that they don't have authority when all the time they got it. Why don't you use it? Why don't you use it? This thing is good. Why don't you use it? Look at this verse. Let's go through this. Now Peter and John went up together into the temple, here again at the church, at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour, about 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And a certain man, lame from his mother's womb, was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful. Never walked. Everybody say he never walked.
He never walked.
Never walked. And he was there to ask alms of them that entered into the church, who seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked them for an offering. And Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, said, everybody said he said something. He said, look on us. And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something from them. He said, all right, you want me to look at you? I'll look at you. Now give me something. Then Peter said, everybody said he said.
He said.
He took authority. He said something. He says, silver and gold have I not, but such as I have, I'll give it to you. And then he gave him what he had. What did he have? He said, in the name of Pastor Smith.
No.
Rise up.
No. Jesus.
In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up.
Walk.
He didn't ask him, can you walk? How you feel? How's your leg? How's your ankle? He took authority over what was causing the problem. He said, rise up and walk. And he took him by the right hand, got to give him a hand because he still ain't grasping all this stuff yet in his mind. And he lifted him up, and immediately, everybody say immediately.
Immediately.
That's how quick the enemy is going to respond to you. And immediately his feet and his ankle bones received strength. But look how the man started acting in verse 8. And he leaping up and stood and walked. Never walked in his life. Huh? You telling me we got that kind of authority? In your back pocket, you better start using it. And entered with them into the temple. What was he doing? Walking and leaping and praising God. Hallelujah. Come on, give God some praise. Right about now, give God some praise. Give him some praise. Give him some praise. You have the authority. You got to start using it. Start using it. Now, we're talking about healing today, but it could apply in any area of your life. You have that authority. You got it. Acts chapter 3, verse 16. So after a while, the people get to questioning what happened and all that good stuff. And they were amazed because they knew that guy from birth. And they said, hey, how you do that? And it took us at verse 16. And this is what it says. This is Peter talking. He says, and his name through faith in his name, talking about Jesus' name. Faith in Jesus' name has made this man strong, whom you see and know. Yea, the faith which is by him has given him this perfect soundness in the presence of you all. Hallelujah. I think one of the reasons Jesus did some of the miracles that he did was just to demonstrate to his surrounding group what they could do. Because now we see one of the disciples doing the same thing that Jesus did. And he wasn't the Son of God as such. He's Peter. Well, if Peter can do it, we can do it.
Amen.
But, you know, we've just been bombarded. Our minds have been bombarded, you know, over the seasons until we're at a point where we understand religion. We understand doing good and being holy. We understand being right. We understand that. But we don't really understand the fact that we have authority. And God says, it's time. It's time. Look at somebody and say, please, it's time.
It's time.
It's time. Are you with me?
Amen.
It's time. What will happen if individually we start becoming awake to the fact that we have authority to heal, and then we come together in agreement? Hallelujah. Well, just two or three of us come together in agreement. What in the world could happen? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, I told you before, one of the things that God told me back in 1986, he says the next major move in America is going to start in a place called Ahoskie. I think it's going to start as a result of us growing up, as a result of us taking authority that God has given us, as a result of us walking in the power that God has already given us. And that thing's going to happen. It don't need a room full. That thing's going to happen, just two or three. That thing going to happen, it's going to catch fire. And I believe, listen, let me tell you something. I believe every local church in here that's serving God is going to be filled to capacity. I believe we're going to be breaking some fire rules. I believe that there are going to be more people in those buildings than that's supposed to be in those buildings. But we've got to wake up. We just got to wake up. And God is saying this is the time. God would not be telling us this is the time if it was not the time. But there's a part for us to play. And that part is just to stay into this word. Faith come by hearing, and hearing by
the word of God.
That's our part. That's the only part that we have to do. And just believe this thing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let me read that verse one more time. In verse 16. And his name, through faith in his name, has made this man strong, whom you see and know. You see him and you know him. He's been in your community all his life. Yea, the faith which is by him, talking about by Christ, has given him this perfect soundness in the presence of you all. Hallelujah. It's time, saints. It's time for us to start believing in the authority that we have, acted on the authority that we have. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God's a good God. You see, Peter had faith in the name of Jesus. He did. He understood that. He had been walking with him for 3 years. He understood that. He knew that there was power in that name. He knew that if he believed in that name, if he believed in that name, he also believed in Christ. He also believed that there is a living God, hallelujah, there to back us up. Let me tell you something. You just can't use the name of Jesus like some sort of magic lamp. You know, you got to believe this stuff. It's got to be in your heart. It's got to be inside you. But once it gets in there, my God. My God, you must have faith in this name.
Amen.
You must have faith in this name. Remember Matthew 18:18 says, this is Jesus talking. He said, verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatsoever you shall loose on earth shall be loose. Ah, that's power, folks. That is power. That is power. Sometimes I think we give the devil too much credit. Sometimes I think we think we can't get over on the devil. You know, we got to try to skirt around. No. We got to get to the place where we say we're in charge. You know how, like I told you, you did with those children? You know, you ain't going to let those children run over your house. Children to tell you what to cook, come on. What to buy.
Amen.
They'll tell you what to listen to.
Mm-hmm.
They'll tell you where you can go in the house and where you can't go in the house.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't going to be putting up with that.
No.
So why would we put up with the devil? He ain't in charge of nothing.
That's right. Amen.
But he takes our authority because we don't know we have authority.
Mm-hmm.
Peter knew that he had authority. That's why he said, in the name of Jesus of Nazareth, rise up and walk. That's authority, folks. That's authority. Hallelujah. Whatever you shall allow to happen or not to happen, you've got the authority. Ha! Oh, Sarabashita. You grab a hold of this thing. Grab a hold of this thing. Young folks, open your eyes to what the reality. See, the devil will tell you, especially when you're young, I call them young and dumb. We all been young and dumb. The devil will tell you, listen, follow the feelings. Follow that with looks good, smells good, tastes good. Come on, sounds good, feels good. Follow that. So he's just trying to hem you up. Hallelujah. Because if you know, if you get a hold of the power of God, that something's going to change. Something's going to change. Amen. Something's going to change. Whatever you shall allow to happen or not to happen, you've got the authority to do that. John 14 and 12 says, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, look at this, look at it. This is Jesus talking. This is Jesus talking. This is not the pastor talking. This is Jesus talking. He said, verily, verily, I say to you, he that believeth on me, everybody say, that's me. He that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. And we're going to hook this thing up. Ha! Ah, la, 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 boshita. Yay! That's Jesus talking. Jesus said, I'm going to send back the Holy Ghost, and he's going to empower you. Hallelujah. And you're not only going to have the authority, but you're going to have the power. Oh, goodness almighty. Luke 10 and 19. Hallelujah. Jesus talking again. He said, behold, I give unto you what? Power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. And nothing shall by any means hurt you. How are you going to tell me I'm about to die? I'm about to die. Amen. I'm about to get well. That's what I told the devil. I'm about to get well. Amen. And if I told the devil, I said, you don't get out of here today. Listen, I'm going to go preach to somebody today. Before you know it, I was up on my feet. Amen. God is a good God. We got authority, folks. Once again, I'm not telling you something won't slip through the crack and attack your mind or your body. But if you get there, you get it out. Just get it out. Just, are you with me? Just get it out. We have authority. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is good. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He is so good. Can I read 19 again? He said, behold, I give to you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the powers of the enemy, and nothing. I like that word, nothing. Nothing shall by any means. There's power in that authority. You've got it. Amen. Look, if you got to go, go. You know, I'm talking about go to the other world, other side. If you got to die and your assignment finished, just now go on the other side. But don't let sickness and diseases take you out of here. Are you with me? Because listen, you read the Old Testament, read Genesis and Leviticus and Exodus. You see how God, when he's ready to call people home, he just say, come on.
Amen.
Just come on. You may be sitting at your dinner table, listen, feeling good, healthy, and whole and all that, but your assignment is over, and God may just say, come on. God don't have to put no sickness and diseases on you to bring you home. That comes from the enemy.
Amen.
So we need to recognize that. Sometimes people open their mouth and say, well, if this is what God wants for me. That ain't what God wants for you. Not no saved people. No, no, no. I can't tell you how the devil got in there, but I can tell you how to get him out of there. Amen. God's a good God. Last scripture, Mark 16, verse 17 and 18. Jesus talking again. And he says to you, these are for you. He says, these signs shall follow them that believe. Everybody say, that's me.
That's me.
This is Jesus talking. You think he's lying?
No.
If you believe. I'm not talking about no churchgoer. I'm talking about folks that believe, folks that are saved, folks that be in Christ and be a new creature. That's who he's talking about. He said, if that's you, then in my name, come on, hear it again, in Jesus' name. In my name shall they cast out devils. We just saw that. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick. And they got to get well. Amen? They got to get well. They got to get well. Amen? They got to get well.
Amen.
They got to get well. They got to get well. Hallelujah. If I find myself sick and you hear about it, amen? You don't have to necessarily pray that I get well. Pray that it happens speedily. I'm going to get well. But you pray that it happens speedily. Be in agreement that it happens speedily. That I have a supernatural miracle where it's just there 1 minute and gone the next minute. Hallelujah. God's a good God all the time. All the time. You have authority. You have authority. Begin to recognize it and begin to use it. Begin to act like you're the head of the house. Don't let the enemy come into your house and do what he wants to do. Begin to act like you got authority Amen. Over those spiritual things. Because you do if you say. Let's go to God in prayer. Father God, we just thank you, Lord God, for just opening up this envelope to us, Lord God, and showing us the fact that we have this authority. Father, we don't really understand it, but we believe you. And our prayers today, Lord God, is that you make us more and more aware of it on a daily basis. Make us more and more aware. Lord, drive us to the scriptures that will implant this knowledge into our hearts, into our minds, Lord God. Let us become students of your word, Lord. Let us begin to read and memorize and meditate on your word, Father, so your word becomes us. Now, Lord God, in agreement, we acknowledge today that as saved people, we have authority over this spiritual world. Now, Lord, hallelujah, we thank you for it. And we ask, Lord God, that you help us to begin to activate it in our lives. In Jesus' name, and everybody said, amen, amen. Amen. Come on, give